This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president swept through Washington today to shore up support for the first fight, the fight that is against Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It began on Capitol Hill, where Texas Republican Michael McCaul says Volodymyr Zelensky gave an upbeat message.
That he's winning.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Zelensky also made clear he needs more military help.
Mr. Zelensky said, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war.
Not all Republicans, though, are on board, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying he and others have questions about the path forward, which Zelensky answered.
I thought it was direct. I thought it was honest.
From there, it was on to the Pentagon.
It's an honor to welcome back to the White House and the Oval Office.
And a meeting with President Biden.
The American people are determined to see to it that you do all we can to ensure the world stands with you.
We greatly appreciate the vital assistance provided by the United States.
Zelensky said their talks would focus on more air defenses against a Russian onslaught. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian attack on a town west of Donetsk, close to Ukraine's eastern front, injured 13 people, a local official said early Friday in Ukraine. On Thursday, the Ukrainian military said its forces had hit a Russian air base in Crimea, which a Russian-installed official on the annexed peninsula disputed. The United States is reporting a significant rise in unauthorized border crossing at its border with Mexico, particularly in areas like Eagle Pass, Texas, where the mayor issued a state of emergency. The U.S. plans to send more enforcement at the border, including additional military personnel, on top of the 2,500 state National Guards members to support border officers on the ground. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.